The one who hung the stars had come to hang cabinets in a carpenter shop in Nazareth. He lived 33 years getting ready for 1 week. I don't know if 1 week ever started off and ended differently than that one. Jesus came into town riding on a colt that had never been ridden. People came from all over. They were in front of him, behind him, beside him. You've never seen so many people so excited to see one person. Precious elders who had waited and prayed their entire lives for a Savior to come stood there with tears on their face and palm branches in their hands as they cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." On the Sunday of that week, God was right where he should have been, in the middle of a one-float parade surrounded by worshipers. How then did God end up in the hands of angry sinners? 4 days later, everything changed. He heard footsteps and voices. The night sky was ablaze with torches. Armed guards were everywhere. They approached Jesus, one hand on the handle of their sword, but Jesus never put up a fight. A familiar face came to the forefront. One of Jesus' own hand-picked followers stepped up to him and kissed him. The guards surrounded Jesus as if besieging a city. They bound his healing hands and rope, grabbed him by the arms, and paraded him off to the governor Pilate. Happy Resurrection Day to you, Simplify listeners. You've probably heard this story before, but allow me to share it with you one more time. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to the Gospel, the Easter story. I call it God in the Hands of Angry Sinners on Simplify. Pontius Pilate was handsomely paid to convict and condemn criminals. But after all his interrogating, after all of his interviewing, his questioning, Pilate cast this verdict: "I find no fault in him." Pilate pawned him off on Herod, but Herod ordered only silence, so he returned him to sender. God stood silent in the courtroom as sinful men he created passed their judgment on him, as if sinful men have any right to judge the judge of the whole earth. The mob was growing and growing louder. They screamed for Jesus to be crucified, but Pilate knew he was innocent. He tried to quench their bloodthirst another way. He ordered Jesus to be beaten. The soldiers tied him to a whipping post, crammed a crown of thorns on his head, and beat him nearly to death. When they untied him, they yanked his broken body back up. Pilate was hopeful that brutal act would satiate them, but it didn't. They would not go home until they had seen Jesus crucified. Exasperated, Pilate ordered Jesus to be killed. They led him away to a mountain called Calvary. He could barely walk, much less carry a wooden cross. The few followers who wanted to get close to him were forbidden. Soon he fell under the weight of that rugged cross and the weight of our sins and our sorrows. For Isaiah wrote, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." After they ascended Mount Calvary, the soldiers laid Jesus on the cross he carried. They nailed his hands and feet to those beams. You can still hear the blows of the hammers on that rugged timber and the sneers of the guards as they thought they had finally caught him. They hoisted him in the air for any and all, from any and all places, in any and all ages, to see. People he created walked up to the tree he grew and spit on him. They laughed at this man who thought himself to be Messiah, who just ended up on one more Roman cross. Try to wrap your mind around that. God in the hands of angry sinners. The holy God of heaven bore our heinous sins in his own body on the cross. For every man and woman, every child, every teenager who would ever sin, God came in flesh to be wounded for our transgressions, to be bruised for our iniquities. It's not a guilt trip. It's the gospel. Jesus died. He was buried, and thank God he rose from the grave. This Easter, as people take their Easter photos of their Easter outfits and apply their Easter filters, people the world over will wander through social media to wonder their own worth. If you are one of those wandering wanderers wondering your worth, don't look at your social media stats, and don't look at everybody else's Easter-filtered photos. Take a long look at the middle cross on Mount Calvary. And listen, you might just hear him say, "Look what I paid for you." Would you join me right now and let's give thanks to God for the price he paid for us And let's worship him and praise him that he rose from the grave. He did not stay in the grave. He rose from the grave victorious to give us a chance to one day rise from the grave victorious. Lord Jesus, we love you. You are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you for what you paid for us. I do pray, help us to look to Calvary to get our worth and our value. Help us not to look to friends or social media or any other measure, but I pray help us to look to you to see what you have seen us as worth and valued. I do pray today, give us faith, give us grace. Lord, thank you. You've conquered the grave, you conquered death, you conquered hell. You are victorious, and you're coming back for us. I do ask you today, minister to everyone who's listening to this. I pray that you would encourage them and bolster their faith to believe not only did you give your life, but you picked your life back up and rose from the grave. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for giving a few minutes on your Easter Sunday to this Simplify episode. If you're brand new to faith, just remember this very simple thought. The tomb is empty, and it's been empty for a mighty, mighty long time. Our God is victorious. Hey, thanks again for tuning in to Simplify. I do hope you have a very happy and wonderful and blessed Easter wherever you are, whether you're in these United States or you're listening from the other side of the world. I do hope you have a very happy and blessed Easter Sunday. If you would, please share this episode and share this podcast with others. Let them know they can listen to Simplify. Hopefully it will help them in their walk with God as it's helping you. And you could also pick up a copy of the devotional Simplify that launched this podcast. You can pick that up at PentecostalPublishing.com. It is available in print. It's also available on Amazon for Kindle. Next week, I want to start a little series based on this week and based on the gospel. The gospel is Jesus died, he was buried, he rose from the grave. But we have a part to play in the gospel. We have a way we respond to the gospel. It's known as the plan of salvation. It's known how to get right with God. And I want to share that with you beginning next week with the gospel part one, repentance. Jesus died, we die out to sin. I'll share that with you next week. I'm looking forward to it. And always look forward to walking closer with our Jesus as we walk through Simplify.